Your strength burns out. I wonder why the needless pain you bear when grace is made available to you.
Your sad time has come for the Most High to favor you. You don't have to toil, His grace will empower you. You can do all things through His power at work in you.
If you believe, then you can say, oh.
It's my time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It will come to pass. It's my time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It will come to pass.
Made by favor. Genesis chapter 37. Favor can make you. Favor can be the defining points of your life. And what God wants to achieve in our lives is that your next achievement, people will trace it to favor and not to your labor. That your name will become synonymous with favor. People will be able to say, whatever is happening with him, whatever is happening with her, is a direct result of favor. Because on his own, by herself, by himself, he won't be able to naturally achieve those. That must be favor. And I'd like you to trust the Lord tonight, if you have never been favored, that the oil of favor will rub on you. Favor comes from God. Favor is not an inheritance. Favor is not transferred. Favor is not given by men. Favor comes from God. It's an instrument that is domiciled with God, that He uses to make life easy for His children. Speaking about Jesus, the Bible said the child grew in the favor of God and men. So when you have favor with God, you wouldn't be looking for favor with men, because naturally you will have favor with men. That what others are buying and paying for, you will buy and not pay. Probably another one will pay for you. Favor takes away the pains and allows you to enjoy the gains. Favor shortens the distance for you. Favor rewinds the time and makes your journey shorter to a destination. Favor gives to you what your muscles cannot give to you. Favor goes beyond your educational qualification. Favor is the only thing that could have taken Joseph out of the prison and made him a prime minister without having to go through training, without having to go through the procedures of rising in the civil service of the Egyptians. Favor can make a man to begin to count from 10 while his mates are counting from 1. Favor makes you skip natural classes. Favor makes you skip natural classes. That when you are supposed to ascend in an ascending order, favor takes you above the ascending order. In mathematics, there is what we call arithmetic progression, and there is what we call geometric progression. Arithmetic progression takes you from one step to the other. N will always be equals to 1. N will be plus 1. N cannot be plus 2, it has to be plus 1. It takes you like this in an arithmetical order. But there is a geometrical progression that moves you 3 steps, 4 steps, 5 steps ahead. That's what favor does. Favor allows you to rise without climbing. Whereas every other person would naturally have to climb. But when favor is in place, what others are having in 3 hours, you have in 30 minutes. Amen. It was favor that located Peter's empty boat. And the voice of favor said to Peter, launch out your net for a draught. not in the deep waters, but in the shallow waters. And when Peter argued and decided to finally give in to the superior argument of the voice of favor, the Bible said there was an enclosure of multitude of fish in his net that he couldn't pull it out by himself alone for weight, that he beckoned on his partners to come help him. And when they had the net pulled out of the water, all the boats that were empty around that shore were filled up. Praise God. Favor will bring into your custody the things that you never thought will be possible anymore. Can I hear you shout aloud, amen? Amen. If your amen is louder, you become a candidate for favor. Favor makes you to buy when there is no money in your pocket. You actually wanted to buy, you actually wanted to get it, but you don't have enough money in your pocket. And favor augments it for you. Joseph was made by favor. Genesis chapter 37. I'm going to mention 9 things that Joseph saw in his life that was as a result of favor, and we would trust God to launch into that. Chapter 37 and verse 2. I'm reading from NIV. This is the account. This is the chronology. This is the history of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph. And the Bible is trying to state the history. Now, if you read Matthew chapter 1, it begins to tell you the history of Jesus. And it started from the oldest. Read Genesis chapter 5, it begins to tell you Adam begat this and this and all of that. But in Genesis chapter 37, the Bible said this is the account of Jacob, the history of Jacob. And naturally, you should be expecting that when you want to talk about the history of Jacob, maybe you begin from Reuben, the first son, or you begin from Isaac, the father of Jacob, and then Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Reuben, and Reuben. But here the Bible said this is the account of Jacob, full stop. Then the next thing is Joseph. Praise God. Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and he brought their father a bad report about them. How did favor play in here? If you notice, that protocol has been broken here. There is nowhere a family lineage begins with the mention of the 11th child, but always orderly from the eldest. But for Joseph, favor made the difference for him. Praise God. Joseph was born late to his mother. Joseph was the 11th child or 11th son of 12 sons. And that placed Joseph in a position of disadvantage in such a large polygamous family. Of course, you can't be the 11th son in a polygamous family and expect to have prominence in that family. Even if it is a family that is just one wife, and there are 11 of you or 12 of you, the 11th one is not the one to be mentioned first when the things of the family is to be said. But favor made the difference in Joseph's life, that when you want to start the history of Jacob, instead of starting with Reuben, with Judah, with Levi, with Dan, it started with Joseph. When favor is available, your natural position does not matter. Praise God. So there was a protocol bridge here. The protocol was bridged. Joseph, he was born late to his mother, and that was a disadvantage for the home he came from. But God beautified the delay of his mother and made Joseph to become one prominent name in such a large family. The stones that the builders have rejected have turned out to be the chief cornerstone. Luke chapter 20, verse 17. The stone that the builders has rejected, praise God, has become the chief cornerstone. So when favor is available, now it doesn't matter whether you are the last born Doesn't matter whether you are the last but one, but let the favor of God comes upon you, and everywhere you enter, your name will be critical, your name will be important. And I trust the Lord that from today, the favor that will not allow your position to count will come upon you. They said you are the last that was employed in the company. It will not matter. When promotion comes, they will consider you before others. Praise the Lord. Another place we see favor in the life of Joseph. Genesis chapter 37, verse 18 to verse 22. So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. But they saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. Here comes that dreamer, they said to each other. Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of these pits or cistern, and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Then we will see what comes of his dreams. When Reuben heard this, he tried to rescue him from their hands. He said, let us not take his life. Don't shed any blood. Throw him into this pit in the desert, but don't lay a hand on him. Reuben said this to rescue him from them and take him back to his father. You can see favor again playing out in the life of Joseph. The original plan was to kill Joseph, but the favor of God was at work intercepting their evil plan. Praise God. That was the original plan. Let us kill him and dump him inside this pit. There are many that have died because they entered the hands of their captors without favor flowing in their lives. But when favor is involved, even when ritual killers carry you, somewhere along the line, someone among them will fall in sympathy with you and will say to you, when others have gone, I will make you escape. Favor. The decision was to kill him. And if you kill him, there is no hope for the fulfillment of his destiny. But while they are planning to kill him, favor allowed the ears of Reuben to hear it. And Reuben said, let us not kill him, but let us put him inside this pit. Favor. I pray for someone tonight that by favor you will escape the death. Amen. I mean, you have made the mistake, you have entered the wrong vehicle, and the vehicle is to have accident, but by favor you will escape accident. By favor, you will escape death. By favor, you will escape ritual killers. By favor, you will escape stray bullets. By favor. They say, as soon as he moved, a truck ramped into the place and everybody that was there died. Favor moved him out. Joseph was originally built to be killed, but favor intercepted their evil plan. Another way favor showed up in Joseph's life was concerning the condition of the pit. Chapter 37, verse 23. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the richly ornament he was wearing, and they took him and threw him into the cistern. Now the cistern was empty. There was no water in it. Praise the Lord. Favor also played a role in the condition of the pit that Joseph was thrown into. Maybe they would have just thrown him into any pit, assuming he was thrown into a well. He will be struggling to survive. But the Bible says the pit Joseph was thrown into was a pit that was empty. There were no bottles inside. There were no animals inside. There was no water inside. The pit was empty. Favor can arrange a peaceable location for you. Favor can give you a soft landing. Something may have happened seriously. And normally, when they make such mistake, is either they sack you or they take you to prison, but with favor, you can have a soft landing. Praise God. Favor can make your business continue where it naturally was supposed not to continue. Favor can make you live in a compound where you are not supposed to live by the way things went. And God will grant somebody here that kind of favor. That the condition where you will find a place, the job you will have, the husband you will marry, the wife you will marry, the compound you will move into, favor will order your step that you will not move from fry pan to fire. Amen. Another show of favor, Genesis 37:26-28. Favor at the purchasing deal. Genesis 37:26. Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelite and not lay our hands on him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." And his brothers agreed. So when the Midianite merchant came by, his brothers pulled Joseph up out of the pit and sold him for 20 shekels of silver to the Ishmaelite, who took him to Egypt. Praise God. Now they have decided that they are going to sell Joseph. If you check, the money they sold Joseph for was not such a big money. That tells us that their interest was not in the money. Praise God. Their interest was not about making gain with Joseph. All they needed was for this Joseph to be sent away far. All they needed was for this Joseph that his dream, no matter how he tries, will not come to pass. So they sold Joseph for a chip, 20 pieces of silver, and say, "Just take him, just take him. This is not what they sell slave, but just take him and get us the money." The Bible didn't record what they used the money for, because as far as they were concerned, that money was not important. What was important to them was that Joseph be sold. And they sold Joseph to Ishmaelite. Ishmaelite were cattle rearers. They were mountaineers. They were people whose people's life didn't make anything to them. But you see where favor played in. The Ishmaelite took Joseph to Egypt and sold him to Potiphar. Praise the Lord. Favor at the purchasing deal. I pray for you that you will no longer buy more expensive than you are supposed to buy. Come on. Favor can make you arrive. And when you arrive, you get things cheap. And you sell for profit. That's what favor can do. Joseph was sold, not just to anybody. It was Potiphar. It had to be Potiphar. Potiphar was an important figure in Egyptian cabinet. So favor arranged that the best buyer will buy Joseph. So in your business, you also need favor. Child of God, it is not more customers. You need more favor. When you have more favor, you can have few customers, but you are looking for product to sell, because the few of them can buy off everything you have. Praise the Lord. More favor that will bring favor. More favor that will bring breakthrough. Joseph was dumped there to die of hunger. But when favor spoke, a new decision was taken. Rather than him dying, they brought him out and sold him to the best hand. Number 5, favor in Potiphar's house. Genesis 39:1-6. We will be praying that the Lord will grant us favor wherever we are. It is not about the wickedness of the man you are serving under. No matter how wicked the man is, no matter how hard your boss is, if you are under the influence of favor, No matter how difficult it is, you will always have your way. Genesis 39, verse 1. Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, bought him from the Ishmaelite who had taken him there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered. And he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Praise the Lord. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. Praise the Lord. When God gives you favor, he makes you a blessing to anyone that comes in contact with you. And when people begin to notice that favor, they don't want to let you go. Praise God. Favor becomes your instrument for negotiation. With favor, you can now begin to say, I'm not going to work here again. They say, please work with us. He said, I'm not going to work. Why don't you want to work? My salary is too small. How much do you want? Favor. Joseph had favor in the house of Potiphar, and Potiphar handed over everything to him. I'm going to trust the Lord for favor upon us, that favor will make things to enter our hand. Praise God. See, when you have favor before your boss, it doesn't only pay you salary. Praise God. It doesn't pay you just your salary. It goes beyond your salary. He looks at you one day and he says to you, is there anything that is disturbing you? Is there anything I can do for you? And you say, sir, I've not paid my rent. He said, don't worry, I will take care of it. He looks at you another day. He said, the way you are looking, tell me, is there anything disturbing you? He says, sir, they just told me that my mother is sick. And he said, what will it take? They said they need 50,000 for bill. He said, I'm going to give it to you. Favor can make that happen. How many of you want to enjoy such favor? Hallelujah. Favor. Joseph had it in Potiphar's house. Number 6. Favor about his prison type. Genesis 39, verse 19 to 20. Joseph was accused of attempting to rape Potiphar's wife. Normally, with that kind of accusation, you should not even be alive, let alone being thrown in prison. You know, in the book of Esther, when Haman knelt down and was holding Esther's skirt and begging Esther, please beg the king for me. As soon as the king came and saw Haman holding Esther's skirt, the king said, you even want to rape her in my palace? And as soon as he said so, Haman was taken to the gallows and they killed him there. Let alone Joseph. Joseph wasn't an Egyptian, so there was no law protecting him. Joseph was a slave, so there was no human law protecting him. As soon as that accusation came, the next thing should have been kill him. But favor came in, and the favor decided the kind of prison he should be thrown into. And they said, let's put him in the prison that the king used to send his servant. Praise God. Without considering the weight of the accusation. I'm sure that that is not what Potiphar's wife was thinking. Maybe Potiphar's wife thought he was going to be killed. But when a man carries favor, your punishment becomes lighter. And I'm praying for you here that that kind of favor will come upon your life in the name of Jesus. That favor will negotiate a fair deal for you. Favor negotiated a fair deal for Joseph. Say, Potiphar, he may have been accused of raping your wife, but don't send him to Kirikiri. Don't send him to Kuje prison. Just send him to that prison that is in Asurok, where they used to discipline some ministers when they misbehave, and they sent Joseph to a comfortable prison. That was because of favor. Another thing that favor did, favor was at work in the prison house. In Genesis 39, 21 to 35, the Bible says, and Joseph found favor with the prison warder. And the prison warder made Joseph the chief prisoner. The prison warder took Joseph and said, Joseph, you will be in charge. Anything you say in this prison, that is what will happen. You decide they are eating three times a day and they are eating three times a day. Favor. You see, when favor is with you, even when you are walking in the hardest of places, you will not feel the pain of the heat so much, because favor will cushion the effect of the pain. Favor has a way of relieving you of some burdens. May the Lord give you that kind of favor in the name of Jesus. Two more. Genesis 41, 8 to 14. Favor from past investment. Favor showed up again for Joseph from past investment. Genesis 41, verse 8. In the morning, his mind was troubled, so he sent for all the magicians and wise men of Egypt. Pharaoh told them his dreams, but no one could interpret them for him. Then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, today I am reminded of my shortcomings. Pharaoh was once angry with his servant and he imprisoned me. And the chief baker in the house of the captain of the guard, each of us had a dream the same night, and each dream had a meaning of its own. Now a young Hebrew was there with us, a servant of the captain of the guard. We told him our dreams. He interpreted them for us, giving each man the interpretation of his dream. And things turned out exactly as he interpreted them to us. I was restored to my position and the other man was hanged. So Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and he was quickly brought from the dungeon. When he had shaved and changed his clothes, he came before Pharaoh. Praise God. When favor shows up, your past investment will begin to pay. And we are going to trust the Lord for such favor, that where you have worked many years ago and you thought you did your best, that job was supposed to advertise you, but many years now nobody has remembered that job to call you, favor will speak for you, and somebody will see your work 5 years after and will say, who did this work for you? I want the person. I want exactly the person. And they will begin to open files. They will begin to open places to check your phone number. They will begin to ask, sir, where is the phone number of that brother? Somebody is looking for you. Favor, bring your past investment. Joseph had a job. He did the job. For 2 years, the job didn't pay him. But after 2 years, that same job paid him and brought him out of the prison. I'd like you to get ready. The rewards that have been forgotten, favor will bring those rewards back to you. I say favor will bring those rewards back to you. No matter your wisdom and exploit, it will take someone to recommend you to those people that matters and needs what you have. And that's where favor comes in. The last area of favor in Joseph's life was favor with Pharaoh. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 4, Pharaoh loved him. After he interpreted the dream, Pharaoh said, there is no one else in this whole land apart from you. You will be my second in command. Before now, maybe there was no need for second in command, but Pharaoh checked and said, I can make him a governor, I can make him a senator, but let me make him a second in command. He had favor with Pharaoh. We're going to trust the Lord. Give me favor with people that are superior to me before the end of this year. No matter how smart you are, there will always be somebody that is bigger than you, somebody that is greater than you, somebody that is richer than you. So we are going to say, Lord, give me favor before those who are ahead of me, that those who are ahead of me will not use their power against me, but rather they will use their power for my good.
your strength burns out. I wonder why the needless pain you bear when grace is made available to you.
Your sad time has come for the Most High to favor you. You don't have to toil, His grace will empower you. You can do all things through His power at work in you. If you believe, then you can say, oh.
It's my time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It will come to pass. It's my time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It will come to pass.
It's my time.
It's my time of favor. Yes, yeah. I believe God gave His word. It will come to pass.
It is my time of favor.
My time of favor.
Yes, I believe God gave His word. It'll come to pass.
It's my time of favor.
He will do it. He will save it. It'll come to pass.
He is in control.
He's in control.